Hello, everybody. I just want to say hello. This is 215 Galactic, Blue Resident Eagles, and this is a podcast series on a Christmas Eve moment for the genuine human being moment. Today, I have a special guest, which is a long associate of mine. We actually met each other about 38 years ago when I was a high schooler, and I was able to come back. His name is Ben Holmes. I'm going to let him introduce himself in a minute, but I'm bringing him on the stage because he and I share some unique intrinsically connected ideas about being not only a genuine human being on the planet, but having a history, but also cosmically. He is a blue resident eagle like myself. And so if you all know from Pollen on my podcast, that is one of 260 combinations in the Zolk'in. One of 260. Very accurate, not like the Zodiac where you have all 30 days as a Gemini. It is not like that. The next day is someone completely different energy. And for me to be connected with someone that I have moved from Chicago to here to meet a person who's on that energy is incredible. So to introduce him, I'm going to tell who we are. We are both Blue Resident Eagles. It's kin number 215. It means we channel in order to create inspiring minds to seal the output of vision with the resonant tone of attunement because we are guided by the power of accomplishment. And the reason I bring it up is because I came over here and we're making music. We also vibrate on music and chakras. He has amethyst crystals in his house and a fucking singing crystal bowl. You know, a nice little THC bomb is legal now, so we can say that. The point is that he's cosmically connected, but also he, like myself, is struggling about being a human being on the 3D physical realm matrix, caught up in, we'll just call it like material desires of the matrix of like self. And so we're trying to break out of that and stay in love and truth. So he wrote a song about what he's doing. It's his energy. So I want to let him talk his verse, introduce himself, and then we're going to talk about some cosmic alignments about how we both fix what we know we want to report, we want to do. And the goal of that is that opportunity is often disguised as loss, meaning detach your love from what no longer serves you and bring in what is going to amplify and evolve you to your highest station. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ben Holmes, acoustic guitar player, electric bass guitar player, piano man, Woodstock homie, my boy. What's up, Ben?
Yo, what's up, Shelby? I'm happy to be here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Definitely,
happy, brother.
Hooking up with my man here who shares a similar vision is awesome, and we've been having a great time tonight talking, playing some music. And, you know, I was going to share this little bit here about a song I wrote called One More Flight. It's a song of hope, but it's also a song of, you know, the trials that come along with being a human being and what it really means to awaken. And really, ultimately, it's a song about attachment and being free from attachment to, you know, perception, really. Because, you know, the subjective experience is you know, it's something we all have to go through, and it can be very challenging. And you know, for me, the solace that I found, or the thing that I found that really has helped me through the most, is, you know, focusing on freedom from attachment. You know, because it's really this thing. You know, it's a preconceived notion ultimately, and it fits in with the line of like expectation, and you know, so really. Within all that, you know, there's these guiding principles that I've identified, and you know, it's nothing special. It's all out there, you know, but it's good to take note sometimes, and really, you know, for me, I've noticed that, like, you know, having an attitude of humility is such an incredible place to start with everything.
Beautiful.
Because, you know, as soon as we think we know better, we don't. You know, it's like this thing of you know, how can you truly, you know, it's a matter of faith in a weird sort of way. But humility is really where it starts, because, you know, we're all, as soon as we're think more than or other than or separate from in some fashion, it's then all, that's when shit breaks fucking hell loose, man. So humility is a great place to start. And within that, you know, is comes the, you know, the idea of gratitude, because without it, you know, what do you have?
Right.
You know, if all you're doing is this legwork and this piecemeal stuff, you know, but you don't have any gratitude for it, it doesn't really doesn't give you much. But anyhow.
No, I love it. I love it. And I want to bring the audience to some specific questions. Sure, sure. He and I have been talking about these for a bit. So I want to actually have him expand on some direct questions on some of that. And so we're going to talk about things like humility, attachment, intention. Okay, sure. So what I want to do is I'm going to break down some of those energies, right? So three is the magic number. We have a three star in front of us. There's six coded because it's double. Everything's in duality. There's a day and a night. There's a hot and a cold. There's a, you know, up and down. And so three times two is the six, right? Sure. And so I want to talk about the first step, which I think in terms of my movement, my people, is about understanding how to have humility by putting your intention, as you mentioned, on the right spot. Because what I believe, and you can tell me, Ben, if that your goal is, intention is first and then attention. It can't be backwards. Because if you have attention but it's not in line with your intentions, this is the disharmony.
And you're paying attention to the wrong thing.
Yeah, you're just disharmonized. And so I want you to focus and let the audience know about your like paradigm, your genre, about how to embody the principles of controlling these controllables. Because you understand how to have humility, place your intentions where they need to be in order to be guided by the power of accomplishment.
Right, right. Well, again, you know, like I said, humility is where it starts because, you know, I don't want to call it a control issue, but it ultimately is. You know, the ego is such a difficult mechanism to navigate, especially early on.
Did you say ego?
The ego, yeah.
Do you know what that means? Can you define it, etymology,
each
letter?
Well, I do. For me, you know, the ego is essentially a self-created construct that we may consciously or otherwise build in order to interact on the world, but it's essentially based on our personal experience, right? So
it's an illusion.
Well, it's an illusion, of course, you know, but it's an illusion that we all invest a tremendous amount in because
perception is reality.
Because we've decided that this is who we are. This
by is perception the way it is reality is what right. I call it. That's how I process it.
Exactly. Perception is reality. Ultimately it's an attachment.
Yeah.
Right? So we have this construct of an idea, which is our ego, which may reflect to some degree who we really are, but ultimately it's just not. You know, it's the ego, it's an interface, mm-hmm. really. And we either have a deep attachment to it or we don't.
Right.
And that's the important distinction.
And what's good about that, ladies and gentlemen, is that I actually have internalized via intrinsic awareness the ego concept. And I've learned to choose we. Because if I do what we want, I'll be happy. So now I've checked the ego. But if I do what ego wants, which is we might veto me. And the reason I learned that is because I have a definition of what ego means to allow me to be very careful about putting ego in first place. And so do you have an idea what the words E-G-O mean in reference to the word ego? If not, I'll spit it out what I believe. And then maybe you can internalize that or agree with me or say, hey, no, I don't see it that way. But I think I'm on galactic truth. So if you could take a stab at what ego is, as E means exercise and G means good, you know, E-G-O, because those words mean exactly what ego is from what I know. Take a stab at it, brother. I'm curious.
Right. Well, for E, I mean, again,
just to pick a word with ego, E, just one letter word, E, pick a word like energy or something, just E-G-O.
Man, that's easy, epiphany, man.
Okay, epiphany. Then G-O.
Because, well, the G then.
Yeah, break it out. That, but it means ego. It's got to, what I'm saying is make these three words mean what you think ego means.
Yeah.
So think about this carefully because this is a very good ascension evolving question to be perceptively aware of that, of what ego is. So you don't get into the attachment of it. Yeah. Try it. No, trust me. This is real good. It's good because I'm putting you on the spot. Again, I'm putting them on the spot.
Ego,
but like we all
ego
on
is,
it.
You know, it's who we say we are. Mm-hmm. Ultimately.
The persona.
That's right. You know, ego is.
But the EGO, I want you to etymologize. The EGO means something.
All right.
EGO. Okay. Great. Try it. Just try,
all
right.
As
I'm all
right. saying. Fine.
And all I'll right. just tell you what I think it is.
Erroneous. And
G. Erroneous blank.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it.
I know, I got you. I'm just helping the audience because they're processing in the background. Remember, they're doing it too.
Here it is. Erroneous guile and obstruction. Erroneous guile, obstruction.
So erroneous guiled obstruction is what you're saying. And that's an interesting comment because I can see the angle of it. because it's not like what you normally expect to be. And Ronnie's means like, really, that's not the normal. That's the exception. And it's guile, which is deception. And it's blocking motherfuckers called obstruction. Is what you're saying. I'm translating.
Right. That's right.
Now, what I call it is similar but different. But I'm more like just direct. It's more spiritual quotient. Because what I do things from spiritual quotient to emotional quotient. And then 3D physical. I call ego easing God out. Like a pureness. Because God, to me, is the spirit of love and truth. So if I'm easing love and truth out, I'm on selfish. It could be, it's what I say. And my shit could be just fucked up. And that is how I learned to say, hey, dude, hold up. You don't want to be against the unified plan. You know, for example, we all have to sit on Earth. We can't fuck up oxygen, see, because we all got it. Right. You can't be like, I'm going to blow oxygen up. Everybody got to have it. If you think you just want to take it because you're making profit on it or it's giving you some benefit, that's some short-term ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
It's not symbiotic. It's easing God out is where you have too much pride and you're arrogant instead of showing mercy over judgment or about the team. There's no I in team like I did in my Marine Corps officer career. Right. So I love that you have internalized your perception, but I urge you to think about adding the ego concept, like I mentioned, to your understanding. And then come up with three new words. Yeah. It's going to be exact because I think that the people, because, and I'm good for the audience, I'll just say real quick here. We only got about 3 minutes left.
Creating good outcomes.
Shit, boy. That's actually positive, though, instead of like ego. I mean, ego is kind of a negative thing to me. Negative is not bad, it's just.
No, I got you.
But I love that because we can itemize and extrapolate. But like, what's funny about it is like, you know, the magnet, right? You have a positive pole and a negative pole. And so, you know how two positives just can't come together. That's the weird shit, right? The likes can't kick it. I always laugh about magnetism. How come a positive gotta have a negative? Ain't that a paradox like a motherfucker? But it's not. It's what's called unity. That's why in a day you gotta have a day and a night.
Yeah.
Hot and a cold. Ain't no fucking by yourself over here fucking with the... It's like self-destruction when negative hits negative. It's like a pack of wolves beating each other's ass for a bone. But yeah, but real trick. So let me ask you a question. Here's another question. I want to transcend this. You being my friend, and then I went cosmic and went around the world for like 20 years. We hadn't hung out for a while. Then I came back. We kind of reconnected. And I was bringing some of this cosmic science. And I learned that you were a blue resonant eagle. It was really interesting because I've been all the world looking. I found two people around the world in my career after 2012 that were that. And one I did not connect with because I was so thirsty to meet this young lady. She was actually straight beautiful. I was attractive. Right. I was so trying to get with her. Like, where's some tea? I was like, where's twin flame, soul flame? And I was overly eager. And she's like, I don't know. You kind of like stalky mode, you know, like in the club. She was like, well, damn, motherfucker, why you don't know me? But I did. I was like, if you were that, I do know you. And I was all overly bugged. I missed the moment to connect. And then 8 years later, I came back home and found out you were. So when I share that with you, can you break to the audience what that means to you to discover you're that? Because you're already this Leo, American, Jew, or whatever, but now listen, you're also a blue resident eagle. Can you tell the audience what that is?
Finding out about blue resident ego was really just about finding out what I already knew about myself, ultimately.
Mm.
Because, you know, it just made so much sense.
Affirmation.
I'm like, oh, right, duh. This is
validation.
This is who I am. This is the way I see things. This is the way that I choose and prefer and thrive when I interact with the world in this fashion.
Right. Damn.
It's just like any of us, you know, we thrive and there's a pathway we all get, you know, there's the path of least resistance ultimately, which is there, and it's not a matter about being lazy. It's about understanding the truth of any given situation, and as much as what you are able to bring to that situation is the right thing in the, you know, the most loving fashion, ultimately. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Gotcha. But what about the breakdown? So like for them, that's your, I call that audience, that's his like internalization of what it is. But what I want him to work on today with me, because this is part of a better show, is that the blue resonant eagle is one of 260 energy and it's specific to that. And so if he's like, that specifically is me, I want him to export that. I mean, like, tell the people what a blue resonant eagle says it is and then say, yes, I'm that. Right. Now, I know we went over this before and it's the paragraph. I'm not saying you may not have to memorize that, but like, can you at least break any much of what you remember? Because if you know you're that, you don't forget that. It's not a script. It's like saying, right. I'm a black man, American, Marine, Sigma Kappa Epsilon fraternity. I work for, like, you know what I'm saying? Your resume. Right, you can't be like, I don't know my resume.
Well, you know, the last thing that's mentioned is accomplishment, right? So it really ultimately lies there in accomplishment, because what it is to accomplish something is what we find it within ourselves to be the right thing. You know, it's and the whole component of resonance is the ability to understand and connect with anything, really, ultimately. Exactly.
Resonant human, I mean, we all shaking heads.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. It's resonant, like, yes, human.
I don't know, dude.
And you know, it's just about understanding it. This is the way the thing is. You know, this is so that's really what it means to me. You know,
but there's also
a component, you know, of, you know, within the resonance is the understanding that it is it's really about healing, you know, ultimately, because, you know,
empathizing is how I put it.
Well, empathizing, absolutely, you know.
It's like first base, second base. Remember, you don't heal when you're still in disagreement, or I ain't understanding you.
Right.
I ain't hearing, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, resonant tomb is called, it merely means fucking in agreement.
Yeah.
And it's seriously.
But the agreement is such a thing that there's no way you could not agree on it, because it's such an obviously the thing, you know, and that's where the resonance and the attunement comes in.
Yeah, but
the attunement
comes in
with the ability to.
What attunement is like, it's after resonant. Resonance, I totally understand. And attunement is I agree. Because you can totally understand, but like, I disagree. And you're not in resonance attunement. So like, Trump against Democrats. See, I understand here about this. Oh, I ain't with that.
But I'm saying the reason that you agree is because there's such a deep underlying truth to a thing that you ultimately can't not disagree if you're actually in a state of attunement.
No, I think different. That's actually, I think different. Denial will block you. It could be straight true and you could be wrong. Example, if I tell your ass the earth comes up, the sun comes up east, and you don't understand the resonant truth, you will say you disagree, it comes west. We're not in agreement at that point. We're not in attunement. The resonance understands that the sun comes up east when you're on Earth. Now, if you're on Saturn, it might be south and Draco, and you get it.
Right.
And so resonance is called the straight fact. And then you agree to the straight fact. If you don't agree to the fact, you're not in attunement. So it's still connected. Resonant attunement, I understand this statement, and I acknowledge and agree.
And I argue.
I hear you, but disagree.
No, I argue that you have to be in a state of attunement to even see the truth of the thing.
But it's
and
after
once
resonance.
You're at that point, you have no choice but to agree, because it's the actual thing of it. Yeah.
But so I'm glad we have this discussion, artists, because this is right. Great. That's why I bring people. So this is where we're on a 1-2. You're putting attunement before resonant, is what I think.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so did you just say you have to be in attunement to be resonant?
No, you need to be resonant in order to resolve what the attunement is. So the resonance the resonance ultimately is an experiential thing. But it's an experiential thing that comes with the intention of it being a certain way, which is that you're in attunement, right?
No, but I agree with you. I think resonance is exact truth. It's like, resonant means you are on Earth, on gravity.
Right.
You're not getting out of that. That is the resonance. Gravity. And to agree, you understand you need propulsion to get off, or you need to jump, motherfucker. Black people drop higher than whites, all that bullshit. Because you own gravity. The resonance is straight fact. Sun's gonna come up east, like I said. There is non-disputing resonance.
Gotcha.
If you agree, you're smart. And now you become in attunement with the resonance. That's why ego's on point. We resonate. I see. Our last statement says we seal the output of vision with the resonant tone of attunement. Meaning, motherfuckers is going, yes, attuned, agreeing. Not, well, I don't, what I'm saying is, attunement means you do agree with the resonance. It was shaking hands. Yes, yes, yes. And that you bind people with that. And that's what makes us powerful, but also makes us a little bit of, I won't say danger, peril, you know, to expose where people are playing the two sides of, oh, I understand the resonance, but I'm not going to it.
Right, right.
And then try to play both sides, and it gets tricky at that. And so we are here to be in the middle and say, oh, no, dude, there's only one race, human. one planet Earth. One sun, yeah. You know, like we symbiotic. You need the oxygen, the water, the sun, the LA. These are constants. And so I'm just really happy to kind of like process that with you and me, because I only learn more when I actually take what I know and I ask people or tell people what I believe and find out. And then at the end, like you're doing now, we have resonance too. Like you were just nodding up and down. All these doesn't see it, but like they're going, right, yes. Boom. That's my affirmation of learning what resonance to me is, because motherfuckers is voluntarily free. We're going, yes, yes, shaking them up and down, yeah, we're good. Not, but, because but is the opposite of attunement. They're saying, right. Yeah, but. Well, what but? Yeah, I should tell the truth, but yeah, I should get a job, but I mean, you hear what but does? That is not attunement. Mm. And that's a good way to classify the difference between attunement and not. If you have a but before answer, it is not an attunement. Right. Is that, I mean, you agree with that, or am I just...
Yeah, sure.
I love.
I get it. You know, there's a conviction there that is required, really, ultimately. You know, you don't do a thing half-heartedly, to say the least, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the but is, you know, all the but shows is a lack of faith, potentially, or you know, state of denial on some level.
Right. So here's, so we close into the close of the session, but I ask this one question always in for everybody, and this is important. I call it triple S life soul-saving shit. Here's a scenario. Role play.
All right.
You about to check out. You get terminal cancer, or you got lupus, and they just telling you, you got to go see the Lord, right?
Right?
What are you going to say if you had like a news conference or a press conference to humanity or the most loved one, people you want to give them the best knowledge, the most powerful shit you learn, whether you didn't do it or not, because you might have learned it was stupid and now you got to die. Right, and so you're like, God damn, if I could do it, I want you to pass on that soul-saving shit wisdom.
Yeah.
Make it a paragraph. So that we can process.
I got one more.
All right, that's even better.
Be kind.
Be kind. Amicability.
That's okay. It's more than amicability. It's an actual active state, kindness.
Yeah, amicable means kind. They're synonyms. Yeah.
It's agreeable to some degree.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little, but, I'm a little dumb education.
Going amicable is kind of like, yeah, I'll go along with that. But kindness is you know, it's an intentional state. Mm. And,
so giving.
And if you lead with love, if you lead with kindness, you will more often than not be, you know, the world will respond the same, you know?
Yeah, you'll send out what you want back.
Exactly.
I'll call it.
But kindness is such a simple thing that we can do on a day-to-day basis that allows us to connect with one another in a manner that is loving and really doesn't leave a lot of room for any negativity, you know. It's just it could be a simple please and thank you, but with meaning, you know, not just this rote like thing that we say, you know. Look the person in the eyes, you know.
Right. How about the emotional quotient? So here's an example. I'm supposed to be kind, but my emotion is I'm pissed, like jealousy, resentment. So how do you transition to doing what must be done in spite of how you fucking feel? Right, because
if you're interacting with the person or situation that caused you to feel like that, it's one thing. But if you're just feeling like that because of that situation and you're interacting in another fashion, you know, then it's just a matter of remembering that, you know, it's attachment. You know, the only reason that we ever feel a certain way about anything is because we're attached to a particular outcome from that thing. Get a glass. Hold on.
Okay. And I do agree with you on that it is about attachment. And I think the attachment is part of like what I call perception. So the perception is the attachment, right?
Right.
So you're not really always attached until you decide to be in attunement. And when you become attunement, now you're attached. Because you're saying, I'm down for this. I'm with this. Or you can detach, being, oh, no, I am not. You see, and that's the thing. Like, so it's attach and detach is a choice.
Right.
You don't have to attach or detach. You could keep something. I ain't letting this go. like for me, I do synchro like yoga practice, sunrise, sun gaze. I'm attached.
To that practice.
Yeah. I ain't gonna detach. But I also got energy where like someone says, hey man, we wanna make a Ponzi scheme and I'm a technology. I can charge 6 times the rate because I know I can get it. But I'm gonna just sucker bus motherfuckers because the market says I can't. I detach from that. I'm about freely receiving. So I'm not trying to get spiritual karma about because I can get over on a system versus be symbiotic.
Right.
And so I really love that. I'm going to slow this. We got about 2 minutes, about a minute. It's 25 minutes. 30 minutes is our max. But do you have anything that you know about in terms of your own evolution path that you could share? Some kind of esoteric knowledge, wisdom that you're the genuine human being genius that you've learned, experienced. And it goes to this. You learn this because of three things. You've had a free will soul, which is self-exploration, self-gratification, and self-expression. And in that experience of a lifetime, in this case, 50 plus years, what would you really like figure out? Like I figured this shit out. I've learned this lesson.
Right. I mean, learned it. I don't know. That sometimes it's a nebulous thing. We learn a thing and then we, you know, then we don't.
Learning how to love
but,
feeling resentment. Right. Like we sang it earlier.
But really, you know, when you're asking me that question, what I think about is self-responsibility, you know, because it really, for me, that the thing that I've learned is that we ultimately are only responsible for ourselves, but within that, we're really in a secondary fashion, all responsible for one another because we're all the same.
Right. I have a question for you. Question is, like, I was looking at your notes because he shared some of his, like, paradigms. You mentioned three words. It was intention, attention, and retention. Could you break that down? Not deep, but like which is first, second, third? I mean, it's got to be an order.
Well, intention is first. Okay, man. So without let's talk intention, about that. You got nothing.
Okay,
it all comes from setting. You know, I mean, you have to set the stage for what you're trying to do. And the reason for that is because it exhibits a certain level of consciousness that you need to have in order for this thing to happen. You know, we are talking about being conscious. We're not talking about unconscious behaviors. Mm-hmm. You know, I could intend to go fucking to the store and buy this, that, and the other thing, which is fine because we have to do that. But what we're talking about is more a matter of intention of
wait.
The intention of creation.
Right. Intention.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know, because we can't create without a real intention.
Right.
Then what the fuck are you doing?
How about the intention distraction?
Well, you know, the intention distraction, we had talked previously about the ego, right?
Mm-hmm. I call it easing God out.
That easing God out, exactly.
That's what I say.
But the thing is, you know, I mean, the ego becomes a habitual thing because, you know, ultimately it holds power over us.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Because my experience has been the closer I get to any measure of truth in my own heart and my own feeling of what's true or resonance, you know, then the ego kind of kicks in and says, no, you know, you need to pay attention to this other thing that's bad, or you're easing God out, essentially. That's why that makes sense.
And you know what I love about that, just to clarify, I call easing God out meaning you lose the intention to stay on the love frequency. That's really what when ego wins.
Well,
it's not love. It's like it's what I want. I'm not right. Where I like. That's right. Why like companies will like right, just right. Like fuck up the ocean with oil, or fuck up the air, or kill the rainforest for profit. That is straight ego. Like it's not good for nobody. And the real truth of what the big picture is.
Right, right.
It's like not strategic. Ego is not on the roadmap for strategy. Ego is among self. Ego is the one that doesn't want this life to end because he's not eternal. Because when you go to new life, it's another ego, another individual ego.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about the eternal future state. And that's where the danger is, to understand. Oh, no, dude. And well, so here's my blessing to you in the sight. I said, if you don't fucking fall victim to ego, you'll understand this. If you knew you from eternity, you wouldn't fuck it up for one century. I mean, that's some wisdom speaking. Yeah, I'm serious. Because that allows you to check yourself on karma.
I think for me that statement holds true with a certain level of self-awareness. If you don't have some measure of self-awareness, if you don't have some...
You're going to blow up eternity for a century. Exactly. Ego's going to win. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You ain't tracking that you a soul. You tracking that you a self.
Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, because we're incarnate beings, you know, we are manifest in this purported physical plane, you know,
it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place.
It's got potential for sure.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place. All right. So we're coming down to the close. Now, what I do in all my podcasts, I usually close with a music or a song or a rap or a spin. But for him, because of what he said, I want to talk about this song that's called Synergy. I'm going to play just about a minute of it, and we're going to close out, and I'll let him close with either in this case, you can close with how you close rituals. It could be a prayer. It could be affirmation. It could be like I let my guests close. Like they're the closer. Thank you for being here. Thank you, God. Like I, you know, thank me, thank them, thank. Because it's about galactic gratitude. But this song, it's called Synergy, and it's about a 2-minute song. And I think it's really important to not important. I think for me, it's just one of my vibrations. And I'll play it really low, but it's kind of cool. It puts it into a perspective about how we are sealing the apple division, guided by accomplishment. Because we understand it's about the Earth Human Star Network, and we need to do we instead of I, because there's no I in team. The ego is the I, and there's no I in team. So we learn how to control our ego, to let ego work for us. When we'll listen to ego, and ego's like, hey man, they disrespected you, and then we snap off on somebody. That's when you grab ego. There's a point where you say, oh, hell no, motherfucker, right, or whatever. Like, you trip, you snap. Because ego says, I ain't disrespectable.
Yeah.
And so here we go. So this is the good part about it. So let's check this out. I hope we can pause on element, but we don't have traffic. Maybe not today. Technical difficulties. It's not working. What's going on? Hold on. All right. Well, you know what? Maybe not today. So I'll just skip it. I don't know why the music... All right. Maybe ego's like, do not expose me, goddammit.
You can tack it on later, man. Hey,
I can tack it on later, but you're right. But yeah. I'll do that. But before we go, I just want to give honor for being here. 215 through Resident Evil, and ask him to just give us, you know, his galactic gratitude to close.
Right. Well, gratitude is a work in progress. You know, it's an activity. It's something that we choose to do, we choose to have, and we choose to recognize. But what I'm going to share tonight is what I say in the beginning of most of my meditations, which I feel really sets the stage for a lot of things for me personally.
I love to hear one of the meditation applications.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what your practice is.
What I say is I release all fear and negativity from my body, heart, and mind, and free myself of all attachments to people, things, and ideas so that I may exist in this ever-expanding moment in time. A pure reflection of your love, which is infinite, eternal, and unconditional.
Damn.
And that's all really is sets the stage, you know?
Oh, I love that. I'm bugging because I'm a little emotional because, like, for me, when I get wisdom or any, like tidbits of wisdom, like it so actualizes me. It amplifies me. I'm already at, like, level. For example, I'm at 211 degrees, and guess what you do? You come and give me 1% degree.
Right.
So guess what now? I'm activated boiling point. And so in my multidimensional life, I'm in a lot of places galactically at 211 degrees, ready to blow up. It like 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Yeah. 100 billion. So if you own 100 million stars, think about those lives. It's 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. You just got to be on 100 million of them motherfuckers. Not a billion.
Yeah, yeah.
And you realize how much you're doing for real if you're aware that you are existing interdimensionally, multidimensionally, a creator God.
Yeah.
Eternal like a motherfucker. So thank you for that. That was a very affirmation. I will try to bring that pride heart. Okay, audience. Ben was tight. I hope you guys enjoyed his wisdom. I think that, like, we all have to do freely receive, freely give. If you don't believe in the spiritual quotient, just say pay it forward. That's the economic quotient, right? Find your quotient so you can understand the love frequency about give what you want back, right? Send out to the universe what you want. That is the law of manifestation and attraction in synchronisticness. It is intrinsic. It is connected. And I love you. GenuineHumanBeings.com is the website. Reactivate Earth as a living library. Restore humanity back to full from the creation. My handle for music, once again, is 215 Galactic. That's on Spotify, Apple Music, all those armors, but specifically SoundCloud. And Ben, you can tell your social handles. Blue Eagle 1030 is my Insta. It's again, where do they find you at? If my people want to find you, where do they check you out at? If you're Herman Hybrid, just say, hey, I'm on the low. I'm off the grid, motherfucker. Just keep it real with me.
I'll tell you, the only thing I got out there in the social media realm is a band that we have a page on Facebook, and we're called the Lone Riders of the Apocalypse. And my ultimate passion and you know, perhaps one of my stronger gifts in life is the ability to make music. And it's something that I'm eternally grateful for. So, you know, that's a good representation of who I am. And I think, you know, if you want to feel the energy of who I am, then check that out.
Someone's not like Facebook. In like New York. Like, so they would look for Lone Riders on Facebook?
The Lone Riders of the Apocalypse.
That's flow. And so people, go out and check them out, right? Because the affirmation about creativity is that you out on your output. That's your blueprint. it is your resonant attunement frequency.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So people, your vibe attracts your tribe. Love y'all. Namaste means what? I'm another you. Peace.